Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to today's edition of Cross Encounters. This morning when the alarm sounded, I rolled over to give my wife a cuddle. But her response was, "Leave me alone, I'm tired and I want to get some sleep." As I rolled back to my side of the bed, I spent a few minutes thinking about those three little words, "Leave me alone." While it is good and right and proper to have times on your own to pray and think and recharge your batteries, far too often these words are spoken for the wrong reason. They can be very painful words to hear. My wife spoke them to me because she was weary, because she didn't get enough rest that night, and she wanted to try and get the last 5 minutes of sleep that she could before beginning her day. She just wanted to be left alone to regain her strength. But often these words are spoken with more sinister intent. We may say, "Leave me alone," because we think that we know the answers, that we have the mental, emotional, physical, or spiritual strength to fulfill what is required. We don't need, or even want, anyone's help in accomplishing our tasks. "I can do it myself, thank you very much, so leave me alone." Other times we demand, "Leave me alone," because someone has hurt us and we are angry. We may feel that they have undervalued us, abused our trust, disrespected us, treated us unfairly, and so we demand, "Leave me alone," with the implication that if they don't, we will retaliate. And sometimes we say, "Leave me alone," because we feel guilty about something we have said or done. We are ashamed, and we cannot face our loved ones or colleagues. We have done something foolish, often sinful, and we just want to be left alone for fear of rejection, judgment, or ridicule. The response, "Leave me alone," is often closely linked to sin. Remember Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. They heard God walking through the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid themselves from Him. They said, in essence, "Leave us alone." They felt guilty, and they tried to hide from God because of their sin. Or they're the children of Israel, enslaved in Egypt. God sent Moses to them to deliver them. But what was their response? "Leave us alone." And even after mighty miracles and the glorious Exodus delivered them from slavery to Pharaoh, in the wilderness, what did they say? "Leave us alone." Full of anger toward God for leading them into the desert to starve or to die of thirst, they felt betrayed and treated unfairly. So they decided that they wanted to go back to Egypt. They just wanted to be left alone in their anger. And Jonah. Jonah fled from God rather than deliver God's word to the people of Nineveh. He said, "God, leave me alone. Send someone else to preach to them." Jonah's prejudice toward and hatred of the Ninevites made him run from God. He was afraid that God would have mercy upon and spare the dreaded enemy. And then there are the chief priests and the Sanhedrin, who wanted Jesus to leave them alone. So they had him crucified. They thought that would be the end of the story. They would find some peace and quiet from this radical rabbi. But God, in His love, refuses to leave us alone. He came to Adam and Eve, and He promised them a son who would ultimately crush the head of the evil deceiver. He came to His people in the wilderness, and He gave them manna to eat and water to drink. He came to Jonah and delivered him from the belly of the great fish, and He gave him the courage and the ability to overcome his prejudice and preach repentance to the people of Nineveh. And He didn't leave Jesus in death. He raised Jesus to life as conqueror of sin, death, and the devil. And Jesus will not stand for those words, "Leave me alone," either. It doesn't work with Him. He is Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus promises to be with us even to the very end of the age. Hebrews 13:5 notes that Jesus promises never to leave us or forsake us. If we are weary and heavy laden with all sorts of burdens, Jesus bids us to come to Him, and He will give us rest. If we are angry or feeling psychologically, emotionally, or spiritually hurt, Jesus promises to give us His peace, peace that He leaves with us. If we are dealing with guilt or shame due to sin, do not despair. Jesus' death and resurrection leaves no doubt that sin has been forgiven and that we have been washed clean. Jesus speaks tenderly to us, "I will never leave you or me alone." Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank You that You sent Jesus Christ into the world, proving that You love us and will never leave us as orphans. Heavenly Father, help us, whether tired or arrogant or angry or ashamed, to hear Your words, "I will never leave you or forsake you," and be comforted by them. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.